Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, September 27th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. In Washington, a bipartisan group of senators are putting pressure on House Republicans to avoid a government shutdown. Last night, senators voted 77-19 on a bill to fund the government through mid-November and provide additional money for Ukraine and disaster relief, with Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer calling it a bridge to cooperation. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also supports the plan, though that hasn't improved its reception in the GOP-led House, where Speaker Kevin McCarthy took issue with its lack of border provisions and said it amounted to picking Ukraine over Americans. Instead of picking up the Senate's bill, McCarthy says he'll bring forward his own short-term funding measure, probably on Friday, which would lower spending and tighten border security. Democrats have accused Republicans of wasting time and risking a shutdown with dead-end bills designed to appease the party's right wing. A New York judge has ruled that Donald Trump's certificates to do business in the state be cancelled. The order came after the judge found Trump and his family business committed fraud in how they valued assets. The ruling could effectively cripple the Trump organization's ability to operate in New York and is an early victory for State Attorney General Letitia James on part of her civil fraud case against Trump, which is set to go to trial next week. James had alleged that by overvaluing his real estate, Trump was able to obtain bank loans on more favorable terms. Trump has denied the allegations and attacked the case as politically motivated, while a lawyer for Trump called the ruling outrageous and said Trump and his family would seek an appeal. We're exclusively reporting that OpenAI is considering a share sale, valuing the AI startup behind ChatGPT at as much as $90 billion, a threefold increase from earlier this year. We've learned that the company anticipates reaching $1 billion in revenue this year and is projecting significant growth into 2024. A valuation of $80 billion or more would make OpenAI one of the most highly valued global startups behind Elon Musk's SpaceX and TikTok owner ByteDance. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly higher. European shares were up in early trading, and US stock futures are also in the green. Micron Technology is among companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.